Our Lord, in his conversation with the Pharisees and the scribes this day, seeks not to destroy them, but to bring them to an understanding, for he would constantly strive to point out to them that they were in error, and so today he points out that if they persist in that error, then they will certainly suffer a woe. But rather than take the correction of the Lord himself, the Pharisees and the scribes insist upon their position and the correctness of it, for nothing is more unpleasant to the proud than to have error being pointed out to them, and particularly that they are dwelling in that error. And so, rather than repent of their sins, they often ratchet up the assault on the one who seeks to correct them. And so, they would ultimately ratchet it up to the point where they would influence Pontius Pilate to deliver the Lord to that most ignominious death. But in doing so, the Lord is never defeated and never conquered. Indeed, it will be his passion and death on the cross that will win for each and every one of us the greatest opportunity. And that is often good for us to reflect upon within the mystical body of Christ. For all that happened prior to the crucifixion of Christ was a leading up to that sacrificial act of love by which our Lord truly shows his deep and profound love for God his Father, and his deep and profound love for fallen humanity, and his desire to reconcile fallen humanity to the love of God the Father. And so we often must reflect that what was prefigured in signs and wonders is surpassed by the reality. That reality ultimately begins in earnest with the crucifixion and death of our Christ, and because of it, all have the opportunity to repent, and to repent in a most extraordinary way. For as Saint Bonaventure will point out, that we have no need to blame our fallen parents, Adam and Eve, because what God has done gives us even a greater opportunity for more glory in heaven than our first parents had before the fall. And so we have, and this is so, as he points out, because we have the opportunity now to merit. And so let us truly not imitate the Pharisees and the scribes in today's gospel, but let us truly repent. Let us truly know that the Lord came to tell us that we were sinners, and it is the admission of that fact that is ultimately the road by which we gain God's mercy. And so let us strive always to repent of our faults, our failings, and our sins, always knowing that we will ultimately come before the judgment of God. And indeed, that is what the Lord is telling the Pharisees and the scribes today. They pay no attention to the judgment and to the love of God. That is, by not loving God, they will be subject to the judgment at the end of time, and the particular judgment upon their passing from this life into life eternal. And so let us truly strive to always remember that in the end, God will judge according to how much we have loved him in this earth. For those who have loved him despite their faults, their failings, and their sins, they will go to their eternal reward. For those who have despised the Lord, which ultimately means not recognizing that they dwell in error and that they are attached to their lies, they will ultimately receive the judgment of eternal reprobation, where they will be sent to suffer the pains of hell for all eternity. And so let us strive always and everywhere to recall that our Lord allowed himself to be taken ultimately by the Pharisees and the scribes to Pilate, and sent by Pilate to Calvary, because he did not despise neither the Pharisees, the scribes, nor Pilate, nor the whole of humanity, but precisely because of his deep and profound love, he was willing to be crucified to make that reparation alone, which was pleasing to the Father, that reparation that was necessary for the sins of humanity. And so, in his sacred humanity, he truly repairs all things well. He repairs all things well with the Father and gives us that greatest of all opportunities. And so it is a wonderful thing to be born after the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because it allows us to enter into that mystery that will be present in humanity until the end of time, the mystery of Christ's love for mankind, that mystery that also allows us free, that also allows us to remain free to respond to that love. And so let us constantly strive, when we have fallen, to pick ourselves up, to avail ourselves of the mysteries of the Lord, that is the sacrament of confession, and then continue to put our hands to the plow going forward always, knowing that we serve a good God, we serve a merciful God, but that good and merciful God will one day be our eternal judge. Let us pray that he may find all of humanity fulfilling that precept by which they truly do not have to fear the judgment of God, because they have loved him in this life and will enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.
Christus.